Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Property taxes and elections headline Wyoming legislative debate. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Property taxes and election laws are expected to dominate debate when Wyoming lawmakers convene for the budget session February 9th in Cheyenne. According to the Gillette News Record, Campbell County commissioners and local legislators met last week to review proposals that could significantly impact county finances. One draft proposal would eliminate residential property taxes and replace the revenue with a 2% statewide sales tax. Commissioner Scott Clem warned the plan would shift the burden onto industry, saying, "We would essentially be shifting the tax burden more onto the industry that already pays all the bills." Representative Chris Knapp criticized the proposal, saying, "I didn't like this when it came out of committee, and I still don't like it now." Representative Ken Clouston questioned how rural communities would be affected, asking, "Small towns that don't have a sales tax base, where are they going to get their funds?" Lawmakers also discussed proposals to how residential property is taxed and to reduce the property tax rate. Senator Eric Barlow said the rate reduction plan makes complete sense. Election bills involving recalls, ballot counting, and the timing of Wyoming's primary election were also reviewed, with county officials warning some changes could be difficult to implement quickly. Lawmakers moved to restore federal Medicaid funding for tribal clinics. Wyoming lawmakers are moving to restore tens of millions of dollars in federal Medicaid funding for tribal health clinics after backlash from tribal leaders, protesters, and fellow legislators. At a meeting of the Select Committee on Tribal Relations Tuesday in Riverton, lawmakers promised to block federal money originally estimated at $58 million, now closer to about $41 million, for tribal medical facilities. House Appropriations Chair Representative John Bear of Gillette, who had supported removing the funding during a January 13th budget meeting, said the move was never intended to jeopardize tribal health care. Bear called the dispute an accounting issue tied to fluctuating federal reimbursement estimates and acknowledged that earlier statements about the funding were inaccurate.
I just want to make it really clear that the funding was never, ever in jeopardy. These are accounting issues that we're trying to work through, and I think we're getting our accounting cleaned up, and that's really important. But never was the full funding from the federal government based on these adjustments ever at risk. And I just want to make that really clear.
But critics push back on that explanation. Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower warned that blocking the federal dollars could have harmed tribal members and potentially cost the state more money if patients were forced to seek care off the reservation. Tribal leaders and healthcare officials said the funding is critical. Wind River Family and Community Healthcare CEO Rick Brannon told lawmakers Medicaid funding is essential to patient care, while protesters outside the meeting called on the state to honor treaty obligations to provide health services. Senate leaders say they expect the funding to be restored in the state budget before the legislative session begins in February. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.